702.
Gooks is on Twitter
at Gooks M.
And if you are in an area where some of the 9 theatres that are going to be shut down by Ster-Kinekor, you won't be hearing that sound in Ster-Kinekor cinemas, because one of the big stories coming out of the cinema industry this week is Ster-Kinekor planning to shut down at 9 theatres and also retrench 236 employees as the cinema industry continues to go through quite a difficult time. It's been through a tough time, but those tough times appear to be lasting. And try and make sense of what is happening both at Ster-Kinekor and in the industry in general, we are joined by independent film and TV critic at TNS Ferreira. TNS, it's always great to have you on the show. Good morning.
Hello there.
So we heard the quite shocking news, 9 cinema local theatres to be closed, 236 people to be retrenched as Ster-Kinekor tries to, I guess, manage these difficult times. What do we know about what's been happening at Ster-Kinekor?
Well, not a lot, apparently, or not enough innovation. Mm. Like all of the companies, irrespective of where you work, if you thought we just got a smartphone in our pocket and it's not going to have lasting repercussions on the place where you're working, you've been asleep. So obviously digital has come for things like the cinema as well, not just in South Africa, but globally. Cinemas, we call them exhibitors, are struggling, and they haven't really grown. If you think of if a new shopping mall opens, there's a Cineplex there, but it means they just shut one in maybe one of the older malls. So the number of screens in South Africa has remained static at around just over 700. If you think one cinema plex has about 8 theaters. So now we're losing, with the 9 that's closing, if you think each one of them has about 8 screens, we're going to lose about this year with Ster-Kinekor over 120. Sure. So it's, and if you look at the staff, it's about over a third at least. And Ster-Kinekor is also at the moment actually thinking of letting go another 69 or 96 staffers, and maybe besides these 9, shutting down another 8 cinemas as well. So quite a knock for cinemas and for exhibitors and for the total number of screens in South Africa.
Yeah, and not just for Ster-Kinekor, but it seems as if there hasn't been much growth in the sector, in the industry, for some time now, at least for the last 5 years.
Yes, exactly. So the number of screens remains static at just around just over 700, and there hasn't really been any growth. And they obviously also struggle to get people. The last time I went, it was me in there with a mom and 2 kids, and then you watch the movie. So you have to think in terms of overheads and expenses. It costs the same whether you run the movie and there's 5 people in there, or no, or maybe nobody in there, or just one person in there, or whether it's packed for a blockbuster. So you can see how a place like Ster-Kinekor is maybe making less money now than what it did in the 1990s.
And for the average consumer, I think many of us don't quite know how cinemas make their money. We think the money comes from the ticket prices, that when you buy your ticket, and I mean, in some places you can pay as much as 150 rand if you go to one of the fancier cinemas, that's where they're making their money. But I read many years ago that it's actually the concession stand, essentially the sweets, the drinks, the snacks. That's actually where cinemas are making more of their money than on the ticket price.
Absolutely. You're so smart. So if they lose you for the ticket sale, they also lose you for the chocolate balls and the wine gums and the popcorn and the upsized Coca-Cola. So that is obviously where they make their money. And once again, less feet through the door means less people buying popcorn and munching it in the actual movie.
Mm-hmm. And also, how much does the cost of film rights play in, you know, whether or not a cinema company or an exhibitor makes money? How much does it cost to bring Fast and Furious 10 or Fast X? How much does it cost to bring Guardians of the Galaxy 3 or whatever it is that's showing at your local cinema?
Luckily, not that much. It does play a role in the overall cost that's worked in, but it also, once again, depends on how many screens an exhibitor wants to show it on. Luckily, they also do testing, and you can kind of also see how a thing we track in America. So they know when they get a blockbuster, they're going to have to pay a little bit more, but they also know that they will very likely make it up if it's maybe like a Top Gun or a Fast and the Furious. So it does play a role. Luckily, we buy it at a little bit less money than what it would cost cinema chains in the UK or Europe or outside of America. That's not really that, would end up bankrupting cinema or whatever. We also have, besides your new metros and stack, and of course, you also have like some indie exhibitors dotted throughout the country, and they are fine. They can pay those costs. They are still also able to buy those movies and not be bankrupt.
You also mentioned that one of the other difficulties for cinema houses has been streaming. And I know, for instance, there was a movie I wanted to watch. I just didn't get around to watching it. That movie is now available on Disney Plus, and I have Disney Plus. So every movie I've missed, certainly ones owned by Disney, if I just wait long enough, I can watch it on streaming. And I wonder if even that has had an impact, because before, there was certain content you could only catch at the cinema unless you were bootlegging it or pirating it. But now you can watch the movie quite soon after it's come out at home for, I mean, I think a Disney Plus subscription is about 150 Rand, I stand to be corrected, which is what my ticket would cost me if I was to go and watch it, excluding the snacks.
Exactly, Gugu, and I'm sure you don't just have streaming. Your TV is also no longer a square. It's a rectangle, 60 by 9. You've got a couch. You've got the lights that you want. You've got a remote control. You maybe got an LED light where you can choose what color you want it to be. So the average South African consumer has been able to almost replicate the movie-going experience in your home, where maybe nobody else except your own child is throwing popcorn around or is screaming. You don't have to sit through 8 commercials before you get one of those iconic studio opening sounds that you played at the beginning of the insert. So streaming, we've had the advance of streaming and also of digital technology sort of revolutionizing our home entertainment theater experience. And then you go, why would I go to the shopping mall where there's maybe like crime? Why would I pay the expensive ticket prices? And why would I sit so long if I can just get that immediate gratification and a very close approximation of that whole experience at home?
Yeah. I know we're speaking specifically about Ster-Kinekor, which Primedia used to own once upon a time. But how are the other... We haven't heard really anything about New Metro, the small, you know, that small group of independent exhibitors, like the Bioscope and Maboneng. Do we know how they're doing? If a big company, a big giant like Ster-Kinekor is in this position, I imagine they're not doing any better, probably.
They're not doing any better, but once again, a lot of the cost is fixed cost. So a bigger chain is almost more titanic than a smaller little boat. They can maybe adapt a little faster. And I think the indies have also sort of progressed where they're able to branch out into more other things. So they will use the venue also as a venue for an event or a function or a corporate event or a lecture series or things like that. New Metro, I don't know if they're struggling, but they haven't closed any yet. They've refurbished some of the Cineplexes in some of the malls or whatever, but I'll keep my eye on them as well. But we haven't yet really heard from New Metro in terms of closures. Also, Ster-Kinekor went into business rescue, which New Metro never did. So they've maybe been a little bit more nimble at adaption. And I think our few indies that we have, less than 100 screenings in South Africa will remain. And then we're also sort of like seeing the return of drive-in theatres. So it's going to be interesting to see. I definitely think we're not, the industry is definitely not expanding. It's just a question of how much contraction are we now going to see.
But it's not dead either?
No, not dead either. I think the experience will always remain. It's maybe just going to become even more expensive. And instead of, if I think of when I was a student and there was discounts on Tuesdays, or you would go to the movies almost like as a ritual every Saturday or over the weekend, that's going to be gone. As you mentioned, the ticket prices are so expensive, it's really going to become like, oh, we're going to the movies. It's like, becomes like a bigger thing and a more of a once-off thing instead of like a habit.
Mm. Tienis, as always, it's wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
Thank you.
That is independent TV and film critic Tienis Ferreira joining us this morning. I'd love to know when last you were in a cinema as we discuss the news coming out of Stokeny Call. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note on 0727021702. Has streaming impacted the way that you consume movies? I really wanted to watch Kung Fu Panda 4. I just didn't get around to it. Apparently it's on streaming now, so I don't have to go to the cinema. I can just watch it in my house. Has streaming changed how you have consumed movies so you don't go to the movies either? You can let us know on 0727021702.